manifestations are beautiful. And, you know, that's how our God is. I mean, I know all of us, as a country, as a group of believers, as Christians in this world, we're faced with a lot of challenges right now and a lot of issues that we are like, are you kidding me? But you know what? God has promised to take care of his people, right? He has promised that he will supply what we need. He will heal the things we need healed. And we just have to stay faithful to trust him and to walk and talk with him and to listen. And I'm going to give you a little example of the listening part. I've known for several weeks I'm going to teach today. And so I've been working on a teaching. I usually pray and ask God, what do you want me to share? And then it comes, you know, and he gives me verses and things and opens my heart to some understanding. And so up until Friday night, I was typing out the teaching because I'd done it. And Saturday morning, and I'm thinking, oh, man, this is all I have to do is finish this last couple of paragraphs. I'll type them tomorrow. That'd be great. I wake up Saturday morning, and you know what God says? I don't want you to teach on that Sunday. I'm like, excuse me? Because, you know, I mean, teaching God's word is a privilege, but it's also a responsibility. And I want to teach what God wants me to teach. I want to say what God wants me to say. That's truly my heart. So, obviously, he changed his mind about something because I was going along fine until Saturday morning. And then he said that to me, and I'm like, hmm? So I sat there for a few minutes, and it was kind of like, okay, God, would you kind of like to tell me what you want me to teach on? And it just came. It flowed. It was easy. It was what he wanted shared with us today. So I encourage each one of us, and myself included, when God's voice talks to you, listen. It's not like this big, you're going to hear an audible voice. It's from the heart. It's inside. And do what he says, because once we let go and let him do his job, our job's so easy. I mean, and God just provides and does what it, whether it's a personal thing, whether it's you need to forgive somebody or whether it's you need to make some changes here, dude, it doesn't matter. If God's speaking it to you, he's got your best interest at heart. And so, you know, one of the cool things about God is I started working on this teaching, and it was like, oh, man, I can see why you want me to do this. Because right now there's a lot of fear in this country. There's a lot of lies being told. And as Christians, this, I know for a lot of this country it's political, but for us, it's got to be a walk with God. And that means we have to trust him, not the people, not the media, not the politicians even, especially sometimes, but God. We need to trust him. So I want you to go to Proverbs chapter 3. We're going to look at some verses on trusting God. Proverbs chapter 3, we're going to start in verse 5 through 6. This is the New King James Version. If that's what I'm using today. So if it reads a little different, that's why. And it says, trust in the Lord with all your what? Heart. And the heart is the inner part of you. If you look up the word heart in the Aramaic, Greek, and Old Testament Hebrew, it's not talking about this thing that beats. That's our physical heart. This is talking about our spiritual heart. The deepest part of us where God plants his word. That's how we get to know God first, is through his word. And then we see his actions in our life. We see forgiveness. We see healing. We see love, unconditional love. That's where God's talking about. That's the heart. And lean not on your own understanding. And how tempting is that? How tempting is it to lean on our own understanding? Pretty tempting sometimes. In verse 6 it says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge God. And he shall, that's absolutely, he shall direct your path. The only condition to that is if we let him. If we listen and take those steps that he's directing us. Look at Isaiah chapter 12.
I think this is a big verse here. It's a big key. It's a big verse for our lives. Isaiah 12:2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yahweh, the Lord, is my strength and song. He also has become my salvation. God is our strength. We trust in Him. Waiting for the plane to pass over. And the verse, the section of this verse I want you to really take a look at right now is, and not be afraid. Fear never comes from God. God does not motivate us. God did not give us the spirit of fear. That's all what I'm saying is backed up by scriptures. God is a God of love and health and joy and peace. And when He's speaking to you and it's something He doesn't want you to do, He's not going to scare you to keep you from doing it. That comes from the adversary. That's Satan's characteristic, not our loving God. So if it's fear that's in your heart, go before the Father. Trust Him. Talk it over with Him. Say it. You know, God, I'm kind of afraid of all the stuff that's going on in my country. I'm afraid of this or that. Whatever it is, take it to Him and let Him bring peace to your heart. And that trust you have with Him will start to grow. Because we can get talked out of the words of God. We can get talked out of trusting God pretty quick in some circumstances. Well, don't let it happen. Stop yourself. We have to make the decision to go to God, listen to God, and do what God says. Then the promises are easy with God. But He gave us a free will, so we have to keep our heads in the right place. So while we're keeping our heads in the right place, and not just our heads, not just thoughts, but our hearts, remember, trust in the Lord with all your what?
Heart.
It's not just a thinking process. It's a heart process. It says, so while we're doing that, trusting in our Father, what do we do? What is it you and I can do? Because it tells us in 1 Corinthians, we are workers together with who? God, Christ. Jesus Christ is in us, and we are workers together with God, the Father, right? That is our job. That is what we're supposed to do. So how do we do that? What do we do? Well, I have three major points that I believe is just totally important. And this is what we can do. We really can do this. We can be thankful. We don't have to look at all the negatives that we're being fed. We don't have to let that settle in our hearts. We can start to look at what God has given us, not what we don't have, but what do we have, even in all of this mess that's going on in our country. What do we have? Well, we have great things. I don't know about you guys, but I have a roof over my head. And it's a beautiful roof over my head. I have people I love around me. I have food to eat. I have health. And in situations where I lack, you know what? And there's those situations in all of our lives. I just continue to take that to God. And I know in my heart without a doubt, He is going to bring to pass what I need in my life. So we can be thankful. Look at Psalms 106. And I'll tell you one thing. The adversary doesn't want us to do is be thankful. He doesn't want us to count all the positives in our lives. He wants us to look at the negative. He wants us to be full of fear and doubt and worry. Now, there's wisdom in some of the things we need to be doing right now. And that's not, I'm not talking about wisdom. I'm talking about fear. Okay? God does not want us to be afraid. So Psalm 106. Verse 1, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is what?
Good.
He is good. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. For His mercy endures forever. And mercy is something we don't deserve. We don't deserve God's mercy. We are not perfect people, and we blow it. But God does not care about that. What God cares about is get back on the track with me. My mercies will cover your mistakes, people. But look to me and allow me to direct you so you don't go down those dumb roads. That's what I call them. Sometimes I get off of God's highway and I find myself on a dumb road. And I'm like, why did I do this? And then I'm like, oh God, I'm so sorry. He's like, get over it. I have already forgiven you. Come on back. It's so wonderful when you know God, your loving Heavenly Father, and that's how He sees us, you guys. When He sees us, He sees Christ. Christ gave His life for us. God asked Him to do that. He willingly went to that cross so God could love us unconditionally and we can stand before Him, even in our mistakes and sins, and accept that forgiveness and walk better, walk more in harmony with our Father. And Jesus Christ lives within us, you guys. We don't have an excuse. We really don't. We think we do sometimes, but we really don't have an excuse, okay? Psalm 107. I'm just telling you, we don't have excuses. Psalm 107, verse 21. Again, this is about thanks. Oh, that men, and that includes women, would give thanks to the Lord for His what? Goodness. And for His wonderful works to the children of men. When you think about that, just go to Genesis and read the first couple of chapters. He created this universe for one purpose, us. So He could have people breathing, living hearts, love Him and communicate with Him. That's why He did this. That's why. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with what? Rejoicing. I mean, anybody can talk about the bad stuff, but let's rejoice in what God has done for us. And let's sing His praises and be thankful. Philippians chapter 4. Verse 6. This is a good one. Ready? Be anxious for nothing, not for 10 or 12 things, for nothing. That's what God tells us to do. And you're thinking, well, God, how do I? Okay. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by what? Prayer and supplication with, there you go. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. God promises to guard our hearts if we walk with Him, if we commune with Him, if we trust in Him. That's the whole thing, trusting God. We can't trust in our own wisdom. We can't trust our feelings. I know. Trusting your feelings. Okay, girls, I'm going to say this. For women, can be hard sometimes. We're pretty emotional. God did make us that way. But He also made us smart. He gave us wisdom, and He gave us the ability to discern. And that goes for the men, too. I'm just kind of being silly about the women thing. Because we're all created equal with God. And you know what? We cannot let our feelings control us, let our feelings determine what we're going to do, what we're going to believe and not. We got to take it to the Word of God. And when our feelings and our emotions line up with God's Word, go for it. Feel it to the fullest, because that's God working within you. But when it's not, when it's in contrary to God's word and that scripture or what God tells you through the Spirit, then you got to grab your mind. We got to have control over our own thoughts. God does not make us do that. But man, He is right there giving us the direction. He's right there giving us the tools we need. And we just have to be sure we do it. And how about praise? Not just be thankful. How about praising God? I'll tell you what, that is something that really the adversary does not like. Because what did he want? He wanted praise, didn't he? He wanted to be like the Most High God. And so when we, in any circumstance in our life, praise God, it is such a message to Him. You do not own me. This is my God, and this is who I pray. Psalms 9, verse 1. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. And sometimes I have to sit down in the morning and tell myself, remember what God's done? But sometimes, you know, you wake up and you're just funked. I mean, you're just in a funky funk. It's just, and that's just the adversary messing with your head. So sit down and tell yourself of all the marvelous things God has done. Psalm 7:17. Remember when Jesus Christ was baptized and then he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness? What was the things that the adversary tried to get him to give up? Who he was as Christ, went after his identity. He was hungered because he hadn't eaten, tried to give him food, and then he showed him all this power and all this stuff that he could give him because it had been given to him. And I can freely give it to who I want. If you will bow down and worship me, if you will praise me, I will give all of this to you. It's the same things he tries to tempt us with today, you guys. But we have who living in us. And we can tell him the same thing Jesus Christ told him. No way, Jose. Not happening. And I just want to, I want us to realize that these temptations and thoughts we have and the situations we're dealing with in our lives individually or as a group, you know what? Jesus Christ dealt with the very same type of stuff. And God always gave him what he needed to do what he had to do to redeem mankind. Now, I don't think God's going to ask me to die for anybody. He already did that with Jesus Christ. So one of the things I want you to realize is that man that lives within us, that Jesus Christ, that's part of our spirit of God within us, he already defeated all this stuff. And we just have to remember that and stay locked in with who we are in Christ and not give in to temptations and trickery and little treats that the adversary tries to put in front of our faces. It says, what did I say, Psalm what? 7? I will pray, 17, I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, not my own, because I ain't got that much on my own. And I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. In Psalms 147, 1. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God. We can sing praises to our God. That's kind of cool. For it is pleasant, and praise is what? Beautiful, or comely. It's awesome to praise God. I don't know about you guys, but when I've done that, when I've sat down, especially if I've been bummed and I finally get my head and I go, no, I'm not staying here anymore, and I start doing this, it's just joyful. It's like, oh my gosh, God has done all this. It is pleasant and beautiful. Psalm 150. And I'm going to read this whole psalm. I think this is one of the greatest psalms in the book. They're all great, but for me, right now especially, I love this one. It says, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the thimble and dance. Praise him with string instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise who? The Lord. Praise the Lord. That is what we can do. We have to put our trust and confidence in God to guard our hearts, to direct our paths, and then walk upon them. But in the meantime, we can build our trust. It actually builds the depth of trust we have when we're thankful, when we worship God, and when we praise God. Those are the things that the God of this world desired, and Jesus Christ refused to give them to him on your behalf and my behalf, because that's what God asked him to do. He had to do it of his free will. So let's, with our free will, back him off, back him down, while God is protecting us and directing us and healing us by praising and thankfulness and worship to our Heavenly Father. Okay? So that's what I wanted to share. So God, you know, you are so awesome, Father. I mean, there really aren't words that can express the joy and love in our hearts for you, God. But you still encourage us. You still are right there with us in every moment, in every situation. Father, just help us to be strong and courageous like Joshua was. You are the same God that worked with Joshua that works with us. And if he can be courageous and brave after the things that he was going through, like Moses did, gosh, Father, we want to be courageous and brave too. So when we're not, just speak to our hearts and give us encouragement and joy like you always do. And then walk with us and allow us to manifest your power and your strength and your love and your forgiveness in our hearts to every person you put in our path, including when we wake up and look at ourselves in the mirror in the morning. Start there, God, and we will have such a joyful walk with you that day. So I just love you, Father, and I know all these people here love you, God, and we're just amazed at what you do to take care of us. And we're so thankful and so appreciative of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and all that he has accomplished, and that he is seated next to you at the right hand, still making intercession for us this day. And it's in his glorious, wonderful...